ready for some real wedding talk? Welcome to the Isle Podcast, run by the ladies of BTS Event Management, a luxury wedding planning and design company. We vow to be true and uncut, so you'll get all the expert knowledge on all the crazy topics that you might walk into while planning your big day. We work with some of the who's who for their weddings. Professional athletes, top influencers, celebrities, and politicians all come to us for their wedding planning and design. And we're here to share all the nitty-gritty details with you. So grab your mom, your best friend, or your groom-to-be, and let us walk with you down the aisle for this crazy wedding planning journey. Welcome back to the aisle for episode 18. This week's focus is going to be on five of the most unpredictable things that could possibly happen during your wedding planning process or even on your wedding day. So I'm sharing these with you not to have like any type of, you know, fear tactic or anything like this. It's really just so I can share experiences of things that happen that are unpredictable. And I can share this knowledge with people that are getting ready to get married so they can take this in and pre-plan or brace yourself for something that could possibly happen. Because I feel like the worst thing ever is the I didn't know kind of thing, or I wasn't prepared for this. But if you know of things that could potentially be really unpredictable, then it's like, okay, it's easier to kind of like digest, you know, as it's happening. And of course, as a wedding planner, I want to make everything absolutely perfect. But in all reality, and something that I've really learned in my career is that perfect doesn't mean that everything goes without a flaw. It means that it's the perfect situation for you. It's your perfect story. So keep that in mind, and we'll circle back onto this later in the episode. First, I want to dive into updates on my personal life. Everything is going great. We're easing our way into summer. The school year is almost out. My oldest daughter, Mia, is getting ready to graduate. She just went to her senior prom. She went with her best friend. They've been friends since middle school. It's like the cutest little relationship ever. And they had a great night. So that was pretty cool. When I was in high school, I actually didn't have a senior year. I started taking summer school courses the summer before my freshman year. And then I took summer school courses every year after that to get ahead in my studies. And when I was in the middle of my junior year, my counselor had come up to me and she's like, you have enough credits to graduate. And I was like, oh, wow, really? That's pretty cool. So some people told me don't do it, just kind of wait it out. But I was ready to leave high school. So I actually graduated my junior year and never really had the senior year experience. So that's kind of weird, but my own little story. As I had mentioned, Mia is getting ready to graduate. So this weekend coming up, we have her graduation dinner. And then the weekend after, we have family coming in and she has her actual graduation ceremony. So she's kind of this full grown adult. Well, she's getting into that phase and it's such a crazy feeling. I'll keep you posted on the next episode on how I deal with all things graduation. Let's get into the BTS recap so I can kind of keep you updated on everything that's going on. If you guys follow us on Instagram, you know that we have been doing an 8-week race to the runway. That wedding is coming up so soon and we're doing so amazing in it. I'm so proud of my team and everything we've been able to accomplish on this wedding. So keep in mind that this isn't like a little kind of a simplistic wedding. We're pulling out all the stops here, like production, you know, entertainment, tons of floral, lots of details. It's really honestly one heck of a wedding and we've been able to pull it together in just 8 weeks. So everything's been going really, really good there. Before you know it, we're going to be at rehearsal and setting up for the wedding and I can hardly wait. That's pretty much it for a good, you know, current BTS kind of summary. Now, let's get into our fashion segment. And I have mentioned this a couple of times that we used to be so big into bridal fashion and trends and keeping up with designers and what's going on. And we've kind of strayed away from it. And I am absolutely dipping my toes back into this little puddle because it's something that I'm so very passionate about. And I feel like, attire and bridal fashion and trends really kind of creates the whole aesthetic of the wedding. So let's get into our fashion segment. Today, I have our very own Aaliyah from the BTS team on here. We're going to chat a little bit about our favorites and some fashion details. So, Aaliyah, let's start off with what your favorite designer is for like bridal gowns.
My current favorite is Valdrin Sahidi. I found him on TikTok. He does the cutest little mini dresses for brides. And also, I've seen him featured on so many different celebrities like Halle Bailey, Cardi B, Nicki. So that's my current obsession right now.
He's got it all figured out. I've always
He
loved
really does.
Novius. Yeah, he does. He has it all figured out because he's like so like current right now, and he's bringing in like pop culture into like bridal design at the same time. So you can't miss there. It's really good. I've always liked Pronovius. It's been like my absolute favorite. It's like a classic, just go to every single season. She innovates the brand and everything. It's a really cool kind of it's a cool designer to watch for sure. So yeah.
Looks good.
So you talked about like the mini dresses, and that's a huge, new kind of happening with the second changes and everything. We did a little segment on like the bubble dress for after hours. What are you most excited about seeing in the wedding dress trends right now?
I think that is my favorite trend right now.
Love it.
Like that, I am literally obsessed with. But also, I feel like I'm biased because I'm literally like 5'2". So I love a mini dress.
Yes.
And I haven't been married before. So whenever I see cute little things like this, it kind of like gets my brain going. And I'm like, ooh, that could be really cute. I kind of want to do that. Like, I feel like I could go like the whole Courtney K short dress moment. And I just love it so much.
I know it is. It's really, really good. I'm super excited about like this whole dropped waist kind of trend. And then, which I think is kind of leading into like corsets, which I'm kind of excited about because that's very old world and we haven't had that cycle back around in so long. And I would just love to see like a cinched waist, like not quite Kim K at the Met Gala. Like that was a little bit
That was
unhealthy
too much.
as far as cinching goes, but like a roundish, that kind of vibe. I feel like it's just gonna make a huge splash coming in. And I am super excited about that for sure.
I feel like all of Alex Cooper's looks from her wedding were so good, and she
Yeah.
kind of had that situation in her wedding dress.
She did. She really did. She did a lot of really cool things throughout her wedding. I think that she really had it figured out that, she was going to be in the limelight for bridal trends, and she didn't like repeat anything. She did everything like very innovative and like new, which I think was exciting, but without being too much. Like she'll still be able to look back and it won't go out of style. She didn't go too far into trends, which I think was a good balance for her.
Yeah, she did not miss the one.
No, not at all. Did she have bridesmaids? I don't think I've seen anything like wedding party.
I don't think so, but I'm pretty sure she only has like a couple close friends, so probably not. And I
Yeah.
think her wedding was like very intimate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But speaking of bridesmaids, what is your favorite bridesmaid dress color?
Ooh. I like the more fun colors, but tamed kind of. Like I like pink and yellow and that stuff, but not like crayon colors.
Yeah.
Like more like what's the word I'm looking for? Not neutral, but like just like tone back, like pastel.
Subtle.
I saw a wedding.
Kind of thing.
Yes, I saw a Tulum wedding and the bridesmaids had like mismatched dresses on and they had pink, yellow, and green. And they like two had one color and so on. And it was done so well. And I just thought that was so pretty. So I feel like bringing in colors can be done really well. But I really like the mismatched dresses more than a specific color.
My favorite is emerald green. I think
There
there's
with you.
just something so regal and like rich about it. And I feel like people just kind of like overlook that color so much when it like kind of complements everyone, like every skin tone, everyone can wear an emerald and it's not going to look bad on them. You know, it's just one of those like really flattering kind of colors. And I would love to encourage all the lovely ladies listening in to lean into your emerald side.
You're so right. And that was like the last color I was expecting you to say. So you're right. It is. Like
Yes.
you're black.
Right? I know. Shockingly, I didn't say black or like nude or white because that's usually the only thing that really know how to do. Okay, what's something you wish brides would do more on the wedding day, like fashion-wise?
I feel like anything with a personalized touch, just to make things special. Like something that I have been seeing a lot lately that I really like is, or I guess not on the wedding day, but I've been seeing a lot of brides take like their mom's dress from when their mom got and get it reworked and wear it as like a rehearsal dress or welcome reception dress. And I just think that is the cutest thing in the whole world. I don't think my mom has a wedding dress and if she does, I probably wouldn't wear it because it's probably cursed. Sorry, Mom. But but I think that is like the cutest thing ever. So I think anything with a little personalized touch. I mean, Hailey Bieber with her veil that said "Till Death Do Us Part," I think is so iconic. Anything like that, just I love.
Yeah, I like that too. It's neat. It's got like it's just so trend setting. And whenever anybody does anything like that, you always see people are like, "Oh my God, I want that too." But it's crazy because it's usually stems from something that means something to that person, you know, but it's still good to see. I think I want to see more layered veils. Like we have the cathedral veil, like everybody loves that. That's great. I want to see the ones that are like just big and like just layers and fluff. And like, obviously, you know, with my own hair, I love to do like high and big. And like, I just think it looks so cool to like have that kind of fountain, like a veil fountain kind of come out. And I want to see more. I want more layers.
Grace's hair, but with
Yeah.
veils.
But veils, all of that. But what about for the guys? What do you wish you saw guys do more of on the wedding day?
I think same for guys, personalized touch. Like we had a groom a couple weeks ago, and he got a custom suit made, and the inside of his jacket had like the coordinates kind of like or map lines from where he was from and where the bride was from. And nobody really saw it, and I just am so obsessed with that. I feel like personalized touch for the guys too, because I think they just get overlooked.
I want to see more outfit changes. I mean, it's starting to become more and more popular, but like I want to see like a pattern jacket and like a different colored like suspenders or cummerbund, like something fun and funky. And like so when the girl comes out in her cute little short mini, like you love, then I want the guy to be like flashy and like vibrant and like fun as well. You know, I think that that's like such a cool moment to then like do another grand entrance into reception and have it just be like lively and fun. So that's my vote.
Yeah, the guys need to shine too.
Yeah. We got to encourage them more. All right, Aaliyah. Well, thank you so much for coming on here and talking all about fashion. This was a great segment. I want to do more.
You so much for having me. I'll miss you so much.
Bye. All right. That was so great speaking with Aaliyah and getting, you know, different takes on, you know, some bridal fashion things. We're going to definitely have more of this coming up for sure. Let's get to the topic of this episode, which is the five most unpredictable things that can happen during wedding planning or on the wedding day. So we're going to start it off with the most obvious. So when you say unpredictable and you say wedding, the first thing that comes to mind, at least to my mind, is weather. And no matter how closely you're watching the weather, Mother Nature really truly is unpredictable and has a mind of her own. So we can watch weather like crazy. We have all these like really cool, sophisticated weather media apps, and we have a really good handle on what's coming in as far as weather goes, but we have absolutely been duped and thrown for a loop. It just happens, and it's not great, but the best thing about it is just being quick on your toes, knowing how to pivot, what to change, what not to change, when to prolong and postpone, when not to. You just have to really make good decisions during that time. And also, the crazy thing that I want to mention is everybody always thinks rain, but rain is not the biggest like factor. Aggressive winds, extreme heats, extreme cold, those are just as bad, if not worse. So I want to also tell people, don't just worry about the rain. You got to worry about, not worry, that's a bad word. You got to be prepared for any type of inclement weather that could possibly happen. I wish there was like some amazing like fix it kind of cure for this, but really, the truth of the matter is, if there's an unexpected turn on your wedding day, embrace it. It's part of your story, and it may not be exactly how you thought it was going to go, but that doesn't mean it's ruined. You know, it just means that things needed to pivot and change, and you got to just sometimes dance in the rain. And if you don't want to get wet, just take that as just a saying and pivot to, the indoor area. Because at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is when you're celebrating with your loved ones, it's the story. That's your story, and that it doesn't mean that it has to be the perfect one that you had planned out. It means that you made the best out of any situation that came your way. Okay, number two, guest RSVPs. So what you will either be receiving your RSVPs digitally or through the snail mail. And there's two parts of this. So the first one is receiving your RSVPs. There's going to be glitches in digital RSVPs. I don't know why but it is what it is. There's going to be glitches, and there's going to be lost mail with snail mail. And it's annoying because you're kind of like at the crunch line. You're dealing with so many things with your real life, and then kind of cramming in all of the last minute wedding things. And the thing you just don't want to deal with is uncertainty and not knowing, who is RSVP'd, who is not, reaching out to people. They say, oh, I did send it in. You're like, I don't have it. Does that mean other things are wrong? And it's a stressful time. But the best thing to do is just take it one step at a time and do the best that you can in receiving all of the RSVPs. The other part of this is that you're going to have wild cards. You're going to have people that want to bring their kids if kids aren't invited, people that assume they get a plus one if they don't get a plus one, people that say they can't go and then show up on the wedding day, people that just show up on the wedding day. It happens. These kind of things are just part of wedding planning sometimes, and it's not ideal, but the best thing to do is take a deep breath and take it step by step. If you have a wedding planner, they'll take care of any, last minute changes. If you don't, just have your maid of honor, mom, aunt, cousin, somebody that's close with you really help, with all of those last minute changes. All right, next up, number three, vendor reliability. So, interestingly enough, in the wedding industry, there's no real regulation like there is in every other industry. Every other industry, you need some type of certification, degree, testing. I don't know, you name it, there's regulation in the industry. And in the wedding industry, there is not. So anybody can be a photographer, anybody can be a florist, anybody can be a baker. This does not mean that they have credentials to actually be a business person. And that can be tricky. So I don't want to say this like as if, oh, there's just so many issues in this industry and be why a buyer beware. It's not like that at all. Like 99% of the time, your vendors are going to do amazing and they're going to be great. But there is a percentage of time where I have worked with brides that are like, oh my gosh, before we hired you, we had this photographer locked in and we've never been able to get in touch with him again. And you know, it's scary to think that this could possibly happen. I've also heard horror stories. You know, anytime I'm out and about and people ask what I do and I say I'm a wedding planner, all of a sudden everybody wants to tell me like all their wedding horror stories. And so I get a lot of info, you know, on this topic, and it does happen. Sometimes people pay vendors, they sign contracts, and then they never hear from the vendor again. And maybe something happened to the vendor. You never know. Like, I want to believe it's not intentional that any of this would happen, but vendor reliability is an issue. It is something that can be unpredictable. So the best thing to deal with this is get personal recommendations, do your research, make sure you're interviewing people that you feel comfortable, you feel confident with them, and just always make sure you're just reading through contracts, and make sure you have a reliable way to get a hold of this person and not just a telephone, you know, an email, an address. Where do they office? Where do they do business? Who do they work with often? You know, maybe there's another vendor that you've hired that they're kind of like in, you know, in tandem with, and just make sure that you know how to get a hold of people if need be. All right. So number four, family dynamics. This is something that is unavoidable. For the 14 years of me doing this, I don't think there's ever been a time where I've had a couple where there's not a character on one side or another that's a troublemaker. It happens. It's family. It's life. You're going to have troublemakers around. Hopefully, it's just one and it's easy to manage or avoid in any kind of capacity. But I say this to say there's going to be somebody that's doing something they're not supposed to do or, you know, poking you, trying to rattle your feathers. And the best thing to do is know who you're dealing with. You know, if this is somebody on your fiance's side, ask somebody else in the family for advice on how to deal with it. And the best thing to do is to just do nothing because it is not worth burning a bridge and losing family relationships or ties over this point in time because people are just going to be people and people are going to act ridiculous. And it's not that it's excusable by any means, but it is life. And again, it's just not worth the negativity and the backlash that could come from it. Okay, number five, logistical issues. So, no matter how much you plan, I don't care if you have the best wedding planner in the world, I don't care if you have no wedding planner, you may or may not encounter some logistical issues. And the reason for this is because most of the time on weddings, most of the time, I'm going to say you're not just like copying, pasting the same thing over and over and over again. A lot of times you're doing something new and different. Maybe you have a different floor plan. Maybe you have a different like ceiling suspension, maybe different type of centerpieces. There's going to be something that's different. And because it's the first time doing it, and no matter how great and professional your team is, there may be something that they just didn't quite think through enough or really got thrown for a loop. Like, for instance, there's this like I guess app or website called Social Tables that a lot of us use in the industry to create floor plans. And it's great because everything is to scale. You can plop your items in and it tells you exactly, you know, how to measure things out. And throughout my experience, there's been a couple venues where the measurements are off. And I don't know why. And I don't know like why it doesn't get fixed or what it is, but there's times when the measurements are off. And so you think certain things are going to fit in an area. And then on the day of, because obviously you're not setting up, you know, prior to the wedding, sometimes you are able to, but for the most part, you're not. Sometimes things don't fit. And it doesn't mean that they don't fit and it's ruined. It just means you got to pivot a little bit in order to get the same effect and not lose any of the details. So understand, be patient. Just know that there may be some logistical issues, but trust that everybody is working to do things as best as they possibly can for you. And a lot of times I've had logistical issues that actually turn out better. It's almost like as if it was a saving grace for me, like, oh wow, okay, well, you know, I had to think on my toes and this actually turned out 10 times better than I could have imagined it. So they're not always a bad thing. It just, you know, sometimes it happens during the day and that's okay. So that concludes my segment on the five most unpredictable things that could possibly happen during wedding planning. Let's head into the questions from a DM. So, gosh, this one I get asked a lot. So, what is the craziest thing that you've ever had happen on a wedding day? Let's see. So many things. So many things. But first two things that jump in my head. One time we had a centerpiece catch fire. This is when pompous grass was all the rage, and everybody wanted this beautiful dried grass everywhere on their wedding. It's extremely flammable. It is wildly dangerous, and I'm so glad I don't get requests for this anymore because I was about to veto it myself anyways because it was just too risky. And one time we had guests in cocktail hour. And one of our lighting guys called and he's like, "Your centerpiece is on fire." I'm like, "What?" And he dumped a bucket of water on the table. Thank God. And randomly, we had an extra linen. And randomly, this never happens. We had an extra centerpiece. I don't know why. It's so weird, but we randomly did. Everything was fixed. I don't even think the bride and groom know to this day, but that was a wild, wild happening. Quite dangerous and quite wild. And then next up, the other thing that came into my mind is one time we had a stalker show up for a wedding. I was just getting my bride ready to go down the aisle. So I'm getting her from her getting ready room. We're making sure she's got her bouquet, her veil, the rings, all the good stuff. And all of a sudden, her face just, I mean, she looked like she saw a ghost. And I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" And she's like, "She's not supposed to be here." I'm like, "She? Who's she?" "Well, she has a stalker. She had a stalker for years and she had a restraining order on." I don't know the whole issues because it was literally right before ceremony, but I actually had to call security and they had to call the cops to have this woman removed from the property. Got her down the aisle and then literally never circled back to the issue. I didn't want to bring it up. You know, she was like just obviously got married. But that was a wild time. I would have never in a million years thought I would have dealt with that, but it happened. All right, everyone. Well, thanks so much for walking down the aisle with us. Join us here every other Tuesday as we talk more about weddings. If you want to hear even more from us, be sure to tune into Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, and subscribe to The Aisle. If you could, please take some time to give us a 5-star rating and a positive review because it really helps us get this in circulation. Thank you all so much. Have a wonderful day.